Welcome to the Hillingdon Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust podcast.
We know that the horrific events that we have all witnessed in Israel and Gaza will be extremely distressing for many people. And we also know that there are colleagues at our trust, as well as some of our patients and relatives, who will have friends and family living in the region and will be profoundly affected by these events. I'm here today with our Head of Health, Wellbeing and Engagement to talk about some of the support that you can access through the Trust. So, Elaine, welcome.
Thank you.
We know that events like this and the kind of horror and uncertainty that come with them can have a really negative impact on some people's mental health. What should people do if they find that they are struggling?
So if people are finding that they're struggling, and if you feel comfortable in doing so, speak to your manager in the first instance. There is also a wide range of free psychological support available through our trust. We have the VivUp employee assistance line that can give you immediate support and a referral for 6 free therapy sessions. The clinical psychology on-site team are here to support our staff. We also have the North West London Keeping Well service, and they can offer free support for any mental health need. They are open Monday to Friday, and they can be contacted through their website, via email or on the phone. We also have trained mental health first aiders on site if you need immediate help for yourself or for someone else. They are the first point of contact if you're experiencing a mental health issue or extreme emotional distress, and they can give you some of the correct support and ensure that you do get correct support here at the Trust.
So I think there's also the fact that even if you don't think this is directly affecting your mental health, there's still a lot to process, and it's a really complex issue. And for that reason, it can also be very difficult to talk about because it's quite loaded. What can you do if you think you need a less formal form of support?
Okay, well, you can contact the Centre for Spiritual and Pastoral Care. We have staff that's available there for you, and they can provide support to any staff who hold non-religious worldviews, as well as all of those who adhere to a religious faith. They can provide an empathic, confidential listening ear for staff who want some space to reflect and to process their emotion or their spiritual response. They can also offer a faith-based support for anyone who wants to reflect on concerns from a faith-based perspective, or have access to prayers, sacraments, and rituals within their specific faith traditions.
Very sadly, we have also seen some news reports of increased incidents of religious and racially motivated violence, and I know that's going to be of concern for some people. What should staff do if they're not feeling safe or they experience or witness any abuse within our hospitals?
So within the Trust, we have a zero tolerance for abuse, and we will not accept in our workplace. Our staff deserve to feel safe, and we have the right to refuse to treat anyone who is verbally or physically abusive. If you feel you are at immediate risk or witness anything concerning, then please call our security team. You should also raise any incidents with your managers. We also have a Freedom to Speak Up guardian if you don't feel comfortable raising concerns directly.
Finally, are there any messages that you want to share with colleagues?
So finally, please do not be afraid to speak up. We are all here in the Trust to support you. So if you don't feel you can speak to your line manager, speak to a colleague. As we said, speak to our Freedom to Speak Up guardian. You can speak to our EDI lead, Cynthia Oggi. You can speak to myself. But please do seek out that support.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you very much.
So, that's it for today's episode. Thank you for listening. Please do join in the conversation about this episode, tag us in social media and send us any other comments and let us know your thoughts, and we'll see you next time.